I don't like all those sports talk shows in which everyone is always ranting. Wait, maybe I mean all those political talk shows. Wait, maybe I just mean Chris Matthews. But sometimes you just have to rant. I can't believe this week's All-Star Game! Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig stopped the Major League All-Star Game late Tuesday night when it was tied 7-7 at the end of the 11th inning. Both sides had used up all of their pitchers. The one still up for the National League, Vincent Padilla, said he was feeling a bit weary after throwing 25 pitches. But with all due respect to Mr. Padilla's immaculate arm, what's the use of having half the players in baseball on steroids if they can't throw more than 25 pitches? The game is officially declared a tie, even though there are not supposed to be any ties in baseball. Every insufferable pseudo-poetic commentator, including me, who so purply praises baseball, gets around to saying that part of what makes the game precious is that it has no time limit. Games are over only when they're truly done, like a piece of art. But there I go again. The point is, you tie shoes, not baseball games! All-Star games have become Little League games with beer commercials. Managers make certain that every player gets introduced, takes a swing, takes a bow, and then sits down, so his parents, or at least his agent, can see him and he won't pull a muscle. For most of them, Miller time is the third inning. So in the last innings of Tuesday's game, when a single stroke of the bat could win the night, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, and Alex Rodriguez, three of the greatest home run hitters of all time, were just sitting on the bench after taking just two turns at bat.
Hey, Sosa, don't twist your ankle answering your cell phone!
Occasionally in baseball, a team will run out of pitchers during a regular season game. Umpires then don't declare a tie. Managers move in a player from another position, a strong-armed right fielder or a shortstop, to pitch the best they can. Commissioner Selig said this week that to do so in an All-Star game would be a travesty, but I think it would have been a delight for most fans. Something to remind them is too few things in baseball do these days that athletes who earn more than Enron executives can still behave like little kids on a baseball field, eager for any chance to play. Why didn't any player walk up to Commissioner Selig and say, "Give me the ball, Chief. I'm ready to pitch." Now, I distrust observations that begin, "If so-and-so were alive today, he would do this or that." But I'm sure that as the All-Star game was stopped Tuesday night, I heard the sound of hands scratching ice. Was Ted Williams trying to claw his way out of the cryogenic beer cooler in which his body is being kept now, saying, "Let me out of here! Somebody's got to step up to the plate!"
Here's to the winners. Lift up the glasses. Here's to the glory still to be. Here's to the battle, whatever it's for, to ask the best of ourselves, then give much more. Here's to the heroes.